very irritating and discomforting.
Mm-hmm. I used to get poison oak out in California as a kid. I didn't like it. Well, what would you call a group of trees out in open country?
Cluster of trees, or
a place where the brush grows thick.
Briar patch.
And a place where you have scrubby oak.
Well, we've just gotten a scrub oak.
Will just be about, well, maybe 4, 5, 6 feet tall.
Most generally, the scrub oak doesn't grow high for lack of vegetation.
Mm-hmm. Is that?
I mean, lack of water and vegetation around it.
Mm-hmm. Is that ever called Shinry?
Yes, Shinry. The Shinry patch where the rabbits run.
Mm-hmm. Did you use that as a boy, or?
They still use Shinry patch. I've heard these old farmers talk about having their still out in the Shinry patch. And there's still a few stills in this part of the country.
But I didn't want it on there. It was something that I wanted to forget myself, not mention. I can talk about it here because, after all, this did take place in the farthest northern reaches of Canada and has nothing to do with Oklahoma whatsoever. County agent one place told me about a case that another county agent was on. Farmer called him out. His hogs had diarrhea. All the animals were in terrible shape. Of course, he recognized immediately what had happened. They'd been eating old mash. He didn't want to tell the farmer that he had to get rid of his still. So he said, "John, your fences are down." The farmer assured him that his fences weren't down. He said, "Yes, your fences are down. You better get out there and take a look, because these hogs are just breaking out and getting in some mash someplace. And I know you wouldn't have a still, so you better check those fences."
He didn't know diplomacy, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, let's see. In terms of relationship, Mrs. would be
my wife,
and you would be
her husband, or the old term was the Frau and the old man.
Oh, that was common down here.
Quite a bit. Uh-huh. My old man this, and my old man that, or my Frau did this, or my Frau. Well, my Frau's going over to the neighbors to chit chat and gossip or something of that sort.
What would you call a woman whose husband is dead?
Widow.
And Mr. Russell Sr. was your?
Would be the widower.
Mm-hmm. And what did you usually call your dad?
Daddy.
Mm-hmm. And he was your?
My father.
Mm-hmm. What did you call your mother?
Mother. She was my mother.
Did you know your grandparents?
Yes.
What did you call them?
Grandfather. Or granddaddy, and grandmother, or grandma.
And your
most
father?
Most time it's grandma.
Grandma. Your father and your mother, you'd say, were your?
Mother and father.
Mm-hmm. And these were your?
Parents.
Mm-hmm. And if you have children, you'd have, might have. You have all boys, don't you?
All boys.
Uh-huh. And
they're my sons.
And if these had been girls, they would be?
My daughters.
Mm-hmm. How about your grandchildren? What you going to have?
I hope we have granddaughters and grandsons.
And both?
Both.
Who delivered? Did I ask you who delivered the babies here in the early days? When the?
Well, of course they had a midwife in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't ever remember a midwife. Mm-hmm. It was a doctor.
You lived close enough to town anyway,
yes.
I guess. But if a boy has the facial characteristics of his father, you say what?
Resemblance.
Mm-hmm. And if a boy is named William and his dad is named William?
Be Junior.
Or you'd say they named the child how?
After the father.
Any special terms for an illegitimate child?
But I don't know.
Anything like Woods Colt or Range Colt or...
I never heard those.
I got Woods Colt over in the east, and I got Range Colt down in the southwest. But,
I never heard anything except it was an illegitimate child.
Or the legal term. If you wanted to take a child outside, let's say a little baby, and you wanted to, take him around the block, what would you put him in?
A buggy.
And then what would you do?
A baby buggy. Push the baby buggy. Mm-hmm.
Your brother's son would be your...
My nephew.
Mm-hmm. And a child whose parents are dead?
An orphan.